one-day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Tim Temple, the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. He joins us every month, and we appreciate that for sure. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Newell.
Tim, let me first wish you and your family a great Thanksgiving holiday season. I know that all starts for everyone next week, and I'm sure that you want to remind folks to be safe on the highway.
Be careful on the highway, and remember, distracted driving is definitely it takes lives. And I just looked at a report today that said Louisiana, we actually have the highest number of fatalities, either whether you look at it per capita, per 100,000 residents, or using the metric of miles driven. So we've got dangerous, you know, roads that does lead to deaths. And, you know, keep your phones down and focus on driving.
Absolutely, for sure. Let's first talk about fortified home grants. I think you guys are announcing a new round of grants available.
Yeah, Newell, we just closed the eighth round of grants yesterday. Was open for a week. We had another 1,000 grants that we've got the funds to award. And Newell, I tell you, the demand for this remains strong, and we had over 10,000, almost 11,000 applicants for 1,000 grants. So it shows that this is a popular program. As you know, if you get a fortified roof, your shingles are going to stay on, your contents are going to stay dry. That means your stuff doesn't get destroyed or have to be replaced. It's good for you, the homeowner. It's good for the community. It makes it more resilient. But Newell, we also just last week had an event where we highlighted that we now have 10,000 fortified roofs on in Louisiana. 4,000 of those through the grant program, which was just talking about, but another 6,000 homeowners that chose to put a fortified roof on themselves. And they get the same discounts from the insurance companies. They get the same peace of mind knowing their roof is fortified. And also, if you choose to put a fortified roof on and pay for it yourself, you can get either a tax deduction or a tax credit, depending on which one you want to take, up to $10,000 on either of those.
So what is our, obviously, I guess our goal is to have as many, right, fortified roofs as possible, because, again, because of community rating, that helps everybody.
It does, Newell. And just like those community ratings that you're mentioning, when you get a certain concentration, then you get a bigger benefit. It's not just, you know, your roof. Your community gets a better, a little bit of a reduction, because the losses that are going to be associated with a certain area are going to be less when you get a bunch of fortified roofs. But, you know, one of the things we have done is we've focused the grant program on the southern parishes, the coastal area as defined by I'm escaping the name of the entity that does that, but we use that mapping as kind of our guiding principle where to focus the Fortify grant programs. You know, 50% of our population lives within 50 miles of the Gulf. So, you know, we've got 2 million people that live within the Gulf, within 50 miles of the Gulf. And so we need to focus the Fortified program in coastal Louisiana. Having said that, there's other types of building codes and roofs that we can look at to try and help people that live in other parts of the state and help them to get a discount too. And we're actually working to develop that process right now, that program right now. But the focus is Fortified roofs in coastal Louisiana.
Yeah, and we would be remiss, I think, Tim, if we did not mention wind mitigation surveys again, because people have enjoyed a lot of relief as to their premiums once those are conducted.
You know, Noel, I need to do an NIL deal with you, because I reference you a lot on the discount that you were able to get with your going through the wind mitigation program. I need to get a big poster with your name on it, a picture on it, but. But no, it is. It is. You get a. I mean, there's people that get a substantial discount by going through a wind mitigation survey. And you know, it's one of the things we're talking with the insurance industry. We're trying to help people get credit for that without having to go through that process. But we did pass legislation this year that people can. We have a voluntary roof registry that you can, if you want, you can submit your information so that the insurance industry has a way to go and know that you have. Whether it's a Fortified roof, or you recently installed a new roof to the higher building codes, or if you've built a home. I mean, we're trying to get that information out and available to insurance companies without adding a cost to them, so that that's not something they have to pass on to us through premiums. And
it's an example of
a good one.
It's an example, I guess, of information being power. I didn't mean to interrupt. I apologize. But, you know, the more information, the more we can empower you, right?
Well, the more that we're really empowering ourselves, I mean, the more information that we're willing to put out there about the construction of our home, the quality, who did it, all of that information, just, I mean, look, insurance is one of those things where I believe the more information that's available to the underwriter, the better the consumer, you know, the better pricing a consumer is going to have. Because whenever they have to guess, you know, like, they're going to guess high, they're not going to guess low. So the more detailed factual information underwriters have to make a determination on what your rate is going to be, the better you are as a consumer. And that's just one, the roofing is one example.
Let us pivot. Anything else on roofs, Tim?
Yeah, we're going to continue. I don't know when we're going to do the next round, but obviously we look at the money, and as long as we have funds there, we're going to continue, and we will have funding. Starting next year, we're going to have a dedicated funding source, so we're going to be able to push out somewhere around 3,000 roofs every year. We're the fastest growing nation, you know, state in the nation to be putting on Fortified roofs, but I'm very proud of the program and the acceptance of it. So I would just tell your listeners, if you don't get, if you were an applicant this year, you didn't get your name drawn, be on the lookout for when we do it again, and keep throwing your name in there.
Absolutely. Let's pivot. Recently, you announced approval for rate discounts in the auto field. Tell us about it.
Yeah, back about 10 days ago, November 13th, we had announced that another company, this was the second company that has taken substantial rate discounts in private passenger auto. And this company was Allstate. I mean, it's not secret information, it's public information. I'm not trying to advertise for them, but they took a rate discount, a 7.5% rate discount on about 10,000, a little over 10,000 personal auto policyholders. So that's about 10,000 policyholders that are going to see, you know, a rate discount. Now, that 7.5% is an average, so it doesn't mean every policy is going to get that 7.5%. Some will get bigger, some will get smaller than that, but it's a good sign. They also had another 1,500 policies in a different company that are going to get, on average, a 15% discount. And, you know, one of the things, I want to be, you know, clear on that. I mean, one, they said, you know, losses came in less than forecast. And it's important for your listeners to know, when losses come in lower than insurance companies forecast, then that allows them to charge less premium on the following year. So when losses go down, premiums will go down. But they also acknowledged, with regards to the reform that we did this past session, the legal reform, they said that, you know, while it was early, you know, they acknowledged it's too early to kind of measure the impact of that, that the legal reform, it does give them confidence that Louisiana is committed to making Louisiana, you know, a more competitive place for them to do business. So I guess that's a long-winded way of saying insurance reform works. We need, you know, we got some this year. We need to continue to push for reform to balance the system, to reduce where insurance is being abused in the claims process. And I say abused, I'm not talking about people that have legitimate wrecks and legitimate injuries, but where it is being abused, we want to reduce that payment because that savings is passed on to us as consumers.
When we look at, let's pivot real quick back to homeowners insurance, separate and apart from the consideration of either wind mitigation survey or fortified roofs. What are you seeing there? Are you seeing any kind of trend as it relates to premium reduction?
We are. You know, we've seen this year in 2025, I think the statewide average increase is down to about 4%. That's 4% compared to, I believe it was 12% last year, 16% in 24, and I think it was like 21% in 2023. So we're trending down. I mean, we're low single digits. Insurance companies are taking fewer rate increases, and the increases they are taking are smaller. But in addition to that, we've had some companies take rate decrease over almost a dozen times now. Rate decreases in the property market. So, you know, some people are seeing that. I just this morning, I just did an interview with LPB and talking to someone walking out of the station. They were telling me their homeowners, and this is in the Baton Rouge area, had just come down on their renewal. So people are seeing renewals come down. They're also, when you switch carriers, they're seeing, you obviously, you're not going to switch a carrier unless you're getting a better premium. And a lot of people are starting to shop their insurance because more availability is coming back into Louisiana, South Louisiana. And so they're able to shop their insurance and get a lower premium. That's important. And Newell, we had over a month ago, I had another company that had announced that they were taking a rate decrease and also writing wind and hail coverage in South Louisiana, where they historically had not provided wind and hail coverage. So as a consumer, what that means to me is I can, you know, if I can get a quote from that company, which a year ago I couldn't get a quote, then that's going to create more competition, and that's going to help on premium relief. So we're starting to trend in the right direction. We're not anywhere near where I want us to be, but we're going to keep pushing, and we're going to keep doing reform as well there. We're going to keep focusing on the things that we have control over. We can't do anything about the weather, but we can do things about the types of homes that we build, the codes that we use, and the legal environment for our state.
Every additional company really does matter, though, right? Because it increases that competition. You have another opportunity out there. And it looks like it's inured to the benefit of Louisiana citizens just with the citizens policy, because their rates have been going down, which originally they thought they would be going up. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well. Just last week, Louisiana Citizens had a board meeting, and they are requesting a 3.5% rate increase, and that matches. Again, you know, they have to be, you know, by law. Well, the law has been waived for a 3-year period, but you know, by law, they have to be 10% above like the statewide average. And so if premiums have gone up, you know, 3 to 4% on average this year, then they would have to also take that. The thing that's, I think, more important with citizens is that we're not seeing the number of policies really decrease in the citizens' rights. And there's somewhere around 120,000 policies in citizens. Look, they've got good protection. They've got a lot of insurance. They're buying proper limits. I'm not worried about them financially, but it's an indicator that the market, you know, when we start seeing policies come out of citizens, that's when we've really made the turn, because that means people are going back to the admitted markets. And that's kind of one of the key indicators that we look for. And we're not, you know, obviously we're not there yet, but I anticipate we continue to make reforms, make Louisiana a good state, have more companies come in, that should follow.
But we probably would have anticipated to see that because of the 3-year suspension, though, right?
Exactly, and I'm glad you mentioned and acknowledged that, because when we did it, when the legislature waived, and I'm not saying it was there. I mean, I was in support of it too. I don't want to make it sound like I was against it. I was in support of them reducing, waiving that 10%. But we did that knowing that would, I guess, incentivize people to stay in Citizens, you know, or maybe, you know, it certainly would incentivize them to go out and look outside of Citizens if Citizens is at the same rate, you know, that the average market is. But we did that. We knew that would be a potential consequence, and it just makes it a little bit harder to get policies out of Citizens, but we're going to keep pushing, and I think as we continue to improve the market, then people will want to go out of Citizens back to the admitted market.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Look, it's not happening as fast as we all want. I'm going to continue to say that, but we are starting to see some positive trends in the market, both homeowners and property and in auto. We're not seeing a movement on commercial auto. That is still the rates are still trending up on that. We have not done enough reform to address the big awards that happen with trucks that have commercial policies. And I'm not talking about 18 wheelers. We're talking about, you know, the plumbing van that you see, you know, on the street, or the heating and air conditioning. Those vehicles carry, you know, higher limits too because they're commercial vehicles. But when they get involved in accidents, it's not necessarily that the accident's more severe. It's that they have higher limits, and so they get litigated against for more money. We've got to continue to work on reform there and try and rebalance that to bring relief to the businesses of Louisiana as you know, in addition to us as individuals.
Yeah, because that, you know, for Louisiana, those types of businesses are truly the backbone of our economy, right? I mean,
that's right. They employ lots of people.
Yeah, and we always have to make sure that there's a healthy balance across everything for them to be in the best position to succeed. Because if we lose them, then what we do know is price of those services are going up.
They get more expensive. That's right.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much again, Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, for spending time with us. We know that you are incredibly busy. We appreciate it, and have a great Thanksgiving holiday week.
Newell, thanks for the opportunity. Look forward to next month.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Bye-bye. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And stay with us, folks. Welcome back, folks. You know, when I talk to friends and acquaintances that are living on the North Shore, I oftentimes hear about the educational opportunities available there and how much they like the educational system on the North Shore. So we are joined by Lacey Osborne, president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce, to talk to us about one of the these features of living on the North Shore, education. Lacey, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us, Newell.
Well, first let me say have a great Thanksgiving holiday week, and we appreciate you joining us. So tell us what's going on in the North Shore and you know, the reaction that I get from people, what's driving that?
Well, we are truly blessed to have outstanding public schools and as well as a growing number of private and parochial schools. On top of that, we have higher education offerings now earning respect and recognition as well. Southeastern University is celebrating their centennial year this year. And North Shore Technical and Community College is just bursting at the seams with their enrollment.
And that's encouraging to hear, because enrollment, for the most part, across the country is down, right?
Well, I'm not sure national statistics, but I do know that community college systems have finally, maybe not finally, but are earning the respect they deserve. And this is causing an increase in their enrollment. And, of course, they also have dual programs where you can be in high school and yet get some credit at the technical or university. So that's a new thing.
Yeah. So when you before we talk about elementary and high school education, let's talk about that vocational education that's available there. North Shore Technical, you just talked about the successes they're having in enrollment. How about their programs? Are their programs growing in number as well?
Yes, and it's very focused on what job opportunities there are in our region. So I know our hospitals, for sure, they have increased their nursing and healthcare training, oil and gas training, and we had our Business Appreciation Award luncheon last week, which is always fun, and we give awards. Everybody likes awards and recognition, and our technical college actually won our technology award for all their use of the various forms of technology.
And obviously the business community is pleased with these outcomes, because it makes their job easier when it comes to recruitment. When we talked about you know, energy over there, I know that Chevron actually moved their headquarters to the North Shore, and I'm sure that they've played a major role in a lot of that development there.
Yes, we are very fortunate that Chevron is one of our leading businesses. It's top of mind right now because of these awards we gave last week. We also have Global Star, which is the satellite way up in the sky that connects mm-hmm. us, and they won one of our awards as well. But I think what's really changed is the communication between the employers and the educators and our economic development group, St. Tammany Corporation. I know you had our new CEO on the show earlier this week. I was glad to catch
yep.
him, and the port director.
Yep.
So the communication and workforce development is overdue and working very well.
So let's talk about Southeastern. I've had the opportunity to talk to folks at Southeastern as well. They seem to be really growing in numbers and expanding their offerings too, and that's encouraging as well.
Yes, they're the third largest university in enrollment now. And, of course, Dr. William Wainwright, we are so proud of him and grateful for the innovation that he's bringing to Southeastern. And every high school graduate that heads that way loves it. They love it. So I have grandchildren. I have a high school senior going. We're not sure where he's going, but other coworkers and friends with kids, I think it's just at a new level. You don't have to go to LSU. You don't have to. You can stay right here. And, of course, their enrollment numbers, the largest parish is St. Tammany.
Yeah. Let's pivot to elementary school. You know, on the South Shore, I guess the primary consideration is whether one can afford to send their kids to private or parochial schools. Is that the same thought process that goes on the North Shore?
I don't think so. Back to my grandchildren. I have two boys in high school. One goes to St. Paul's and the other goes to Mandeville High. So it's parents are fortunate to have the choice of excellent public schools or excellent private or parochial schools. The public schools, though, rank among the top performing districts in the region and the state. And of course, I heard Cade Brumley on WWL News this morning, and I also heard him speak last week. There's so many good things happening in our state in education. The rankings are going up. And on the North Shore, I remember when I first moved over here, hearing some people would move over to the North Shore to put their kids in the public school system, and then they might move back to the South Shore. So my grandchildren that are in the public school system, and they are thriving, and the parents love the schools for the most part. You can always hear some people that don't, but they are getting a great education.
When we talk about growth in St. Tammany, and I know you kind of keep your finger on the pulse, you know, out migration versus in migration. Obviously, on the South Shore, we have had, in New Orleans in particular, some of the highest shrinking numbers, and then in the metro area, some shrinking numbers as well. Overall, what's the experience been on the North Shore?
Still growing. Our population last count was 275,000, and that is just St. Tammany. But Washington Parish, Tangi, and Livingston is considered North Shore as well. You know, mm-hmm. we talk politics and elections, and that I-12 corridor is the largest voting block in the state. So we get a lot of attention in statewide elections because of that. It's not stopping. The affordable housing is an issue. Our parish council just completed. They haven't released the results yet, but they've just completed a housing study. And our I-12 corridor has been widened, and it's made such a difference in people's lives, the people that live here. And it was announced that it's going to continue from I-59 towards Slidell and from 1077 towards Tangipahoa. So you hear a lot about traffic and our infrastructure not keeping up. But as I said earlier, there's a lot of good news happening right now with insurance and Tim Temple and his efforts and in our education across the board in the state. So I'm really pleased. Again, there's not all good news, but there is a lot of good things happening in education. I want to mention for sure, our latest news includes a new healthcare and STEM discovery center that's going to offer students hands-on learning in high-demand career fields to prepare them for college and career success. So this is a St. Tammany School Board, but they are certainly in partnership with the hospitals again, the Southeastern and North Shore Technical College.
Yeah, that's I love those experiential learning programs that are being developed, especially in collaboration with public and private folks coming together and creating these initiatives and moving forward with it, because it seems to me the outcomes are just phenomenal.
It is, and you don't hear much complaint about that. Our ACT scores are above average. We exceed state and national averages. So it's, it's very positive. So I think if we can stay on track, I also want to give a shout out to our school board members. You know, running for office is a challenge. Being in office is a challenge. And I think we have some cooperative, collaborative-minded members of that board, and the staff they work together. They do the right thing. I said this week, you can get a lot done when you don't care who gets credit, and I think that is happening in our school system.
Yeah, no, it's always nice to see where people are kind of pulling in the same direction, right?
And, yeah.
You know, and the achievements start to stack up one after the other after the other. And then you have the independent third-party evaluations that are going on, these tests, the test results and everything that's validating what you actually, what it feels like and what it looks like day to day. And congratulations to the great news on the North Shore and the hard work that's being done there. And thank you so much for joining us today. We surely appreciate it, and we hope that you have a great Thanksgiving week.
Same to you.
All righty. That's Lacey Osborne, President, St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce, talking about education on the North Shore. Things are a little different. Things are improving, though, here. Seem to be improving in almost every sector of the state of Louisiana, as Cade Brumley continues to report out advances on so many different fronts, and that is a good thing. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870. Go to the talk lines when we return. Give us a shout. Talk about anything you want. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWE.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yo. Welcome back, folks. Let's go to the talk lines. James joins us. What say you, James?
I feel like whining and complaining again. This week I've heard three words a lot: integrity, intent, and compliance. I've heard it a lot this week, especially when we're talking about hiring police officers and their characters and what they've done wrong and so forth. I think we need to keep those words in mind, because I think you guys were exactly right about maybe some of the policemen we hired, we shouldn't have hired, and so forth. I think that goes with our elected officials. How could we keep ignoring when somebody's shown who they are? They tell you who they are, and we keep going to the same well. And when that person continues to repeat the same behavior while in office, we ignore it. That's my complaint for the week.
And are you talking about anybody in particular?
Oh, we can start from LaToya, people in Baton Rouge, to our only one executive that we all get to vote for. Yesterday, there was a man that we put in the ground, Mr. Cheney. I didn't agree with him on a lot of things, but the man had integrity. We knew what his intent was, and most of the time he complied with his oath of office. Well, just look around about any elected official who says, "I swear to uphold the Constitution," and don't know it. That's what I'm talking about.
All righty, James. Well, thank you for the call, and have a great Thanksgiving holiday. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're up. What say you?
Hey, Newell, I just got back from a road trip coming back down from Colorado Springs. We took the route through heading 20, coming down I-49 from Shreveport all the way down. And I've just got to say, I hadn't taken that route in a long time. This state has so much natural resource. And I just saw booming industry and trucks carrying sugar cane and bagasse, and I mean, this state has so much potential. If we can just get the educational system, which it seems like it's getting better, I think the state's just like a gem waiting to explode.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I mean, obviously, everybody watches these migration numbers. We've not done well. And as soon as that tide starts to turn, we create more economic opportunities, job opportunities, able to keep our kids here as opposed to leaving. I think things will get better. We have a long road to hoe, though.
Yes, yes. It takes a long time to get the educational process and to cultivate that concept of staying here, making this place great, not moving to other states after you graduated.
But I agree with you. We have so much to offer. Our priorities sometimes get screwed up, and we get lost in the weeds, and it seems like that we've got a much more strategic view of what it is that we're trying to accomplish. LED's doing great work. We've talked about that. There's a lot of investment going on in this state right now, billions upon billions of dollars. If we get this LIT project done and other projects with Global Venture and the addition they're doing there, the Meta project in the north, a lot's going on in southwest Louisiana. So it's not all just one region, which is what I really like about what's happening right now in the state of Louisiana. It's all over the state. Chuck, thank you so much for the call. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we're going to visit with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers, as they take on the Western Kentucky Hillstoppers at 8-2. this year. And we'll talk about this coaching thing that's going on as well as it relates to Lane Kiffin and any of the latest there. And in the back half of the hour, we'll visit with Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. As the Dirty Birds, the Atlanta Falcons come to the Caesars Superdome this Sunday. We'll talk about that game as well. So stay with us. We'll be right back talking football when we return. This is Newell on WWL.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.